بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, it is only the fazl, the grace, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has brought us here on this Mubarak and blessed night during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, the 27th night, which may be the night of Qadr, the night upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised great and tremendous rewards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His favor, His grace, His kindness upon insan in different ways. And one of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His grace upon us is that Allah allows us to visit His house. This is a sign, ulama explained, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us. The fact that Allah jalla jalaluhu has allowed us to remain behind, despite us wanting to leave, the savories are waiting at home, the milkshakes are waiting at home, the desserts are waiting at home. We are tired, perhaps a long day at work, we just stood for 20 rakats, taraweeh, salah. Despite wanting to leave, wanting to take rest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to sit here, Allah wants us. And ulama explained the reason for this, Allah jalla jalaluhu is such a being, such a friend, who wants the friendship to flourish and to prosper. Allah is that being who wants the relationship to grow and to increase. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has genuine love for us. Ulama have explained that every other type of love in this world, a person will not know whether it's genuine and real. To this extent, the husband doesn't even know whether my wife loves me genuinely, sincerely or not. Or perhaps she just loves me because of what I am providing for her. The day the credit cards run out, the business is taking a knock, I don't have the means that I once had, and I cannot provide for her and look after her, perhaps then I will see the true colors. The wife also doesn't know, does my husband love me sincerely or not? Or he just needs me here to cook for him, to clean for him, to get his work done for him, to look after the children, so he can go out with his friends, he can enjoy himself. The parents don't know, do my children love me? That the child now will listen to the father, listen to the mother. But perhaps it is because I'm taking care of him. I'm feeding him, I'm clothing him, I'm giving him shelter. All of these types of love, ulama explain, are fake. A person doesn't know whether it's genuine or not. And even worse than this, ulama explain, when it is an illicit, impermissible love. How the youngster, he says, Maulana, I can't give up the relationship. I have genuine love for her. And how he justifies it, he says that before I met her, I wasn't coming in the masjid, now she phones me fajr time. She's waking me up, what a pious girl, alhamdulillah, my life has changed. But then also, when she's not replying, he sends one message, and the second message, and the third message, how the mind begins to run, that maybe there's somebody else. And then she says, Maaf, I was just busy in the bathroom. So even that love is not genuine. On a lighter note, they say that one person went to the card store and he asked the person who was there that, I'm looking for a card that says, there's no one in my life but you. It is only you. He says, yes, I've got a card like that. He says, please give me 10 copies of this for 10 of my girlfriends. So none of these types of relationships and love, a person knows whether it's genuine, sincere, whether it's true. What Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi would explain, Ishq-e Majazi. Love that is not true, it is fake. It's not genuine. The only genuine love, the only true love, the only love that a person can say from the bottom of his heart, with no doubt, no reservations, there's no ulterior motives, no hidden agenda, is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us these moments because Allah loves us. But if only I could say, oh Allah, I want to love you back. I want it to be a two-sided relationship. It should not just be one side that's giving. And how much we are taking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. From the time our eyes open, our food and our drink and our clothing. Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would explain, what a great loss that person who leaves this world. The body now turns into sand and dust. And he goes into his grave, he had enjoyed his life in this world. He enjoyed the sari, he enjoyed the iftari, he enjoyed the savories and the milkshakes. He enjoyed the sweet sleep that Allah gave him. He enjoyed the holidays Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him on, He enjoyed the family life. He enjoyed his children, grandchildren. And he reaches the qabr. And then he realizes that I didn't take time out to recognize the hand that fed me. Now it's too late. There's no return. Now he's in his qabr. And he realizes that everything else in this world was fake. There was no reality behind it. I didn't take time out to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in the Hadith Qudsi says, "Utlubni," that, "O my servant, O my slave, O insan, search for me. Search for me." Ulama explain, I don't know where I will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It may be that one salah time that I'm feeling weak and sick, but I pushed myself, I went to the masjid. It may have been an ordinary day, but I may find my Allah there. It may be that one sajda, the back was paining, the feet were paining. But for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I read the two rakats of salah. I might find my Allah there. It might be that little bit of sadaqah I gave, that person was knocking on my door. Things were tight, I may not have had it at that time. All I had was the 200 rand note. But for the sake of Allah, for the love of Allah, I gave it, I'll find Allah there. Allah says, "Utlubni," O my slave, look for me, tajidni. Definitely you will find me. I have created the means for you to find me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "In wajadtani wajadta kulla shay." That, O my slave, if you find me, you have found everything. You have found everything. Your life in this world is made, your qabr is made, your akhirat is made. The person who is looking for a loan, and he goes to the bank, and the bank manager says, "We have to check your credit score. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like you're going to make it. The interest rate will be too high. You won't make the payments. I need to see your pay slip for the last 6 months." And he's trying from one bank to the next, to the next. He just can't catch a break. And one is that person who has a relationship and a ta'alluq with the owner of the bank, with the CEO. For him, there's no queues to wait in. For him, there's no application form to fill out. There's no credit check. He says, "Whatever amount you want, take it. And you also pay on your terms. You want 5 years, you want 10 years, you want 20 years, pay as you want to." Why? He has a direct link with the one who is in charge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "If you find me, you have found everything. I am the one in control. I am the one who is in charge of the storehouses, of rizq, of sustenance, of good health, of contentment, of peace, of happiness, of everything that you are searching for in your dunya." But O insan, why is it in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the question, "Ya ayyuhal insan, O insan, O this, the best of creation, ashraful makhluqat, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem," what has made you become deceived? What has turned you away from your Rabb? Alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalak, that Rabb who created you, who fashioned you, who perfected you, who gave you your life, who gave you your limbs, who gave you your family and your business, what has made you deceived? What has deceived you? What has turned you away? Allah says, if you find me, you have found everything. Now you don't need anything else in this world. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi would always recite those couplets, "Agar tu mera, to sab kuch meri." Oh Allah, if you become mine, everything is mine. Zameen meri, asman mera. The skies are mine, the earth is mine. Everything belongs to me. I will be the happiest man in this world. Allah will grant a person contentment of the heart. We mentioned the other night also, we are searching for this contentment. Every person is looking for it. And our entire lives are coming out chasing behind the means and the asbab of contentment. If I upgrade my car, I will be happy. If I do up the house, I will be happy. If we go on this holiday, we will be content. But we know our own condition, my dear brothers. The husband spent all the money. The money he didn't have also, he took the family on a 5-star holiday. And he comes back 1 week later, argument breaks out in the house, the wife will say, "What did you ever do for me? What did you ever do for me? You didn't give me anything. I left my father's home for you. And all you gave is misery and work and responsibilities. You didn't do anything for me." Insan is chasing, looking for this contentment. The youngster is looking for it, the elderly is looking for it, the healthy is looking, the sick person is looking. Everyone wants that peace of mind, that inner contentment. Allah says, if you find me, you will find it. If you find me, you will find it. I am in control. I am the one who controls the hearts. I am muqallib al-qulub. Wa in futtani. And then Allah says, but if you don't find me, You didn't look, you didn't search. And here ulama explain that I can only find something if I know that I have to look for it. How many of us made the intention of our lives as yet? Ulama say, sit with our wives, sit with our children, sit with our family members and pose the question to our wives. And the wife posed the question to the husband, what is the intention and the niyat of your life? In which direction are you moving? What are your aspirations? Like how in school that youngster is asked, what are your short-term goals, your long-term goals? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Ask our families, have we made the niyat and the intention of our life as yet? That my life is moving in one direction, direction of the akhirat. There is no coming back. The moments that are lost forever. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah advised his son. He says, oh my son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you 24 hours in the day. And in those 24 hours, every hour has different moments in it. Each moment is like an empty box. He says, oh my son, make sure you fill that box with something that you will be waiting for on the day of Qiyamah. It should not be that you leave this world and you go on the day of Qiyamah and all that's there is an empty box. You didn't make your life in this world and the moments Allah gave you valuable. Allah says, in futtani futta kulla shay. If you do not find me, you did not search, you did not look for me, then you have lost everything. You may have the means of comfort around you. You have your wealth, you have your investments, you have your business, you have everything around you, but in reality you are the poorest person in the world. You are the destitute person. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi alayhi salam asked them, who is al-muflis? Who is the destitute? Who is the pauper? Who is the poor person? They said, O Nabi of Allah, مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا دِينَارِ. That person, he has no gold, no silver. He can barely make ends meet. He's begging on the side of the road. He is the destitute. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no. That person who will come on the day of Qiyamah, the boxes of time, the moments Allah gave him were not filled with a'mal. He will come on the day of Qiyamah, maybe he tried, but he didn't avoid guna and sin. This will be the most destitute person on the day of Qiyamah. In futtani futta kulla shay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you do not find me, then you have not found anything, you have lost everything. And the reality, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this search very enjoyable. This journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we may have heard the term suluk, the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every person is a traveler. And he is moving, he has a destination ahead of him, which is the pleasure of Allah. I want to reach my Allah. I want to learn how to become as my Allah wants me to be. What ulama refer to as tazkiyah, where a person makes this effort to purify himself, to make himself worthy of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say Allah has made this road very long, but Allah has made it very sweet and enjoyable also. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh was a wealthy king, the king of Balkh, a very large empire that he had under him, and leading a very heedless life, completely oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we go through the motions in our daily lives, to this extent, understand, my dear brothers, how our dunya has got us in such a rat race that the mind also doesn't work straight. You see a person looking at his watch, and 2 minutes later you ask him, by what's the time? Let me just check properly. He looked at it, but it didn't register. The mind is working, there's 1,000 things on the mind. I've got bills to pay. I've got to sort this out and sort that out. The car needs the service. I've got to pick up this parcel for the family. My children, I've got to go for this meeting, that appointment. How dunya will occupy the mind and the heart of a person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that person who will make all his humum, his worries, and his the thoughts that go through the mind, he will make it just one thought, and that is the thought of akhirat. He will occupy his mind with the fikr and concern for akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of his dunya for you. Allah promises, I will take care of it for you. The bills you have to pay, I will take care of it for you. The worries and concerns you have, I will sort it out. Those things that are keeping you awake at night, stay awake for my sake, I will take care of it for you. But that person who will make his fikr and his concern dunya, and his entire mind and the faculties Allah has given him, the intellect Allah has given him, He's only applying it in one direction, in one avenue. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will make him chase his tail. I'll make him chase his tail. He doesn't have enough time in the day. Things are just not clicking. It's not coming right. When he comes home, there's disputes and fighting. His children are not obedient to him. Business is not doing well. He just can't meet the demands. And he feels himself sinking and sinking and sinking. He has not started his journey to finding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us these nights, my dear brothers, and this month of Ramadan, for us to begin this journey, if we have not already started, for us to begin now. That I want to find my Allah. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi, coming back to the incident, leading a heedless life. And one night he is asleep in his palace, royal palace, and he hears some noise on the roof. So he goes outside, he sees there is a person there. He says, who are you? What are you looking for? He says, I am searching for my camel. He says, oh foolish person, how are you going to find your camel on the roof of the king's palace? This is not the place to look for it. He says, oh king, you think you're going to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your soft bed? Is this the place to find Allah? You're not going to have to sacrifice and give something up. Another incident has been mentioned. Somebody comes to the palace of the king. Again, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the avenue for these people to change their lives. He says, I'm looking for accommodation. He says, this is the palace of the king. There's no accommodation here. He says, I'm sorry, I thought this was a motel. He says, foolish person, can't you see the royal guard standing outside and the decor and everything else? This is a palace. He says, tell me that before you, who was here? He says, it was my father. So where is he right now? He says, he's in the Qabristan. And before him, he says, my grandfather. Where is he right now? He's in the Qabristan. Before him, he says, my great grandfather was here. He says, so all these people came and they left and they gone. Is this not a motel then? You think it's the king's palace, you're going to be here forever? Just this one statement, and it became the spark to change his life. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi gives up everything. That person tells him that if I can't find my camel on the roof of the king's palace, how will you find Allah in your soft bed? He renounces everything and he goes away into the jungles. He begins to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His attendants come to him. Oh Ibrahim, look at your condition. You're wearing patched and torn clothing. He says, the contentment, the happiness, the ecstasy Allah has given me cannot match anything else. I never found it in my palace. I never found it in the royal food, in the soft bed, in those hundreds of attendants running behind me. I have found it now in this life of simplicity. Because I have started my journey to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the decision that we have to make tonight, my dear brothers. That I have had enough. As we say, we tell our children, enough is enough. Or we'll tell the employee, enough is enough. That you're constantly coming late to work. You keep on defying my commands. Everything I tell you to do, you do opposite. Enough is enough. Now you make up your mind or otherwise you leave. It's time for us to tell ourselves tonight, my dear brothers, enough is enough. Enough is enough as far as disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. As far as a life of oblivion of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now I want to begin this journey. I want to begin the journey to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have tasted the sweetness in dunya. Ulama say the sweet poison of dunya. We've tasted it already. I've tasted it in my car, in my home, in those holidays which I thought will bring me happiness. And yes, it brought a little bit of temporary happiness. But we know how short-lived it is. Person upgrades the home. He spends a large sum of money. The decor is done. The designing is done. And he goes to visit somebody and he sees now there's a new design that's out on the market. There's a new headboard. There's a new type of paint. There's a new type of paving. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I need to change mine again. It will never come to an end. It's a rat race. But that person who will make his fikr and concern the akhirat. That I'm moving in this direction, I need to prepare for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will give you jannat in your dunya. Your life will become happy. Now his family life at home will become pleasurable and enjoyable. Where previously it was only complaint upon complaint. His wife was complaining about him. His mother was complaining about him. Children were afraid of him. The employees were complaining. The neighbors were complaining. Everybody had something to say about him. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into his heart, comes into his life, And now it's like a different person altogether. The flavor is different. Now the enjoyment in his relationship with his wife is different. Where previously there were only harsh words being exchanged. Every time he said something, she would oppose him. Whenever she wanted something, he would oppose her. Children were not coming right. Calling them to eat, they're playing on the cell phone. Now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come into his life, now that home becomes Jannat on earth, there's ta'aleem taking place. Husband and wife are on the same page. Ulama explained, we're looking for romance. Every youngster wants romance. That whatever is her favorite color, I will wear the same thing. True romance, ulama explained, is that I'm reading this para, my wife and I are on the same para today. We're reading the same sabak for the day, that is romance. That is true muhabbat and love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That now we're moving in one direction, it's not just that we're holding hands in this world. And one point, one very important point, my dear brothers. One is, as menfolk, we have come. But if we will not be the driving force in our homes, ulama explain, whatever level the father and the husband of the house will be on, the family will be one level below him. If I will not make the change in my life, my wife and my children will follow suit. And ulama explained that on the day of Qiyamah, the first person to catch my hand will be my wife. That you gave me dunya. When I wanted to change the curtains, you changed it for me. I wanted to do the decor, you did it for me. I wanted the holiday, you took me. You gave me the credit card. You allowed me to spend. You took care of my dunya, but you deprived me of deen. I'm going to Jahannam, I'm taking you with me. You were responsible, it was your duty. But when a person will begin this journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now he starts walking, as Hazrat Mawlana Naeem Sahab Damat Barakatuhum explains, he starts taking those baby steps to Allah. He will take one step, he'll fall. He'll wake up, dust himself off, he'll take another step, he'll fall again. Ulama say, take a lesson from that young child, that baby who is learning to walk, and how the child falls down and gets hurt, and begins to screech and cry, as though the world came to an end. But a few moments later, he's trying again, taking another step, falling down, taking the next step. One day, the child is running and sprinting in the garden. Now he's having a 100-meter race, who will come out first? In the same way, these baby steps we have to take to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us these nights to begin this journey, my dear brothers. For us to make that decision now, we all are calling for ceasefire. Every person is making dua, Ya Allah, let there be ceasefire. What is happening to the people of Gaza and Palestine? Ulama say, if I really want to make a difference, if I really want to make a difference, I have to ceasefire. Ceasefire, I have to stop aiming at the commands of Allah. That every command of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that comes before me, I'm sending a bomb at it. I'm firing at it. I have my rocket that's aimed at it. The bullets are not ending. The firing is not ending. If I want to cease fire, I will have to cease fire also in my own life. That enough is enough. Now I will make a decision that my life must change. And remember, my dear brothers, as we are seated here, shaitan will put the thought into my mind. Two things. One is, we mentioned the other night, that alhamdulillah, I have deen in my life. A few avenues of deen, I'm coming to the masjid, I'm giving sadaqah, I'm taking care of this madrasa or this organization I'm contributing to. I dress a little bit like a Muslim, so I have deen in my life, I am okay. The first deception shaitan will make. And the second thing shaitan will do is he will convince the person that this line and this path is not for you. Now we came to the masjid, big night. We came as a formality. We'll sit, listen to the bayan, partake of some refreshments, make some dua, and then we're back home. But this path now, traveling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not for me. This is for the heavyweights, for those with grey beards, for the ulama-i kiram only. They can now get involved in this. For me, I'll continue my life. I got my salah, everything, I'm okay. Just for us to understand, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a person, no person should feel that I am too far away. No person, no matter what transgressions he has done in his life, he can be addicted. Whatever addiction it may be, he's addicted to the cell phone, addicted to some porn website, addicted to some illicit relationship, addicted to the bottle, some intoxicant. But no person should ever feel I am too far. Recently, one alim had come to our madrasa, Mawlana Rahmatullah Kashmiri, and a beautiful incident that he mentioned, For us to take lesson, when Allah wants the person, how Allah will pull. He says in India there was a person. So he explains the entire incident that they had traveled to Madinah Munawwara, this alim and a few others. And as they were about to check into the hotel, one person who was in that group said that I need to go and meet an ustad of mine. And he's living in the vicinity of Masjid Quba. So he says, who's this ustad of yours? So this alim mentions the incident. He says there was a person living in India whose name was Ram Pyari. Ram Pyari. And he grew up in the temple, worshipping idols, calling their name, polishing them, cleaning them every day. He was a young boy, grade 7 or grade 8, and he had Muslim friends in school. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such his Muslim friends would put pressure on him. That Ram Pyari, why don't you accept Islam? But he wouldn't think much of it. An entire generations now of idol worship. But one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made decision, his friends forced him. And they made him recite Kalima. And once he recited Kalima, they said, now we're taking you to Dioban. So they took Ram Pyari to Darul Ulum Dioban. Sheikh al-Islam Hussein Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayhi was there at that time. So they took him and they made mashwara that now what should be done with this person? He has just accepted Islam. So Sheikh al-Islam rahmatullah alayhi said that leave school and go and start your Quran Nazira, learn how to read Quran Sharif. So he took the mashwara and he enrolled himself in the maktab. He completed his Quran Nazira. Then he began with Quran Sharif, began the hifz of Quran. And Allah made it such, he completed hifzul Quran also. He came back to Shaykhul Islam rahmatullah alayhi, what's the next mashwara? Which direction do I go? And see the barakat of mashwara with our akabir and pious people. So he says to him, now take admission in Darul Ulum Dioban, you must do the alim course. Ram Pyari, he begins now in Darul Ulum Dioban, he's doing the alim course, first year, second year, third year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him qualify. And his name now had been kept Abdullah. Abdullah, he was from a place in India called Basti. So he is now known as Maulana Abdullah Bastawi, Farigh and graduate of Darul Ulum Dioban. And thereafter he makes mashura again with Shaykhul Islam rahmatullah alayhi, what do I do? So he says, now go back to your hometown and start one madrasa. He starts the madrasa, just a few students. And over the years how it grows, and the numbers begin to increase. He is the principal of the institute. And then that desire comes into his heart, I want to go for Hajj. He doesn't have the means, but his intention is there. So he puts his heart and mind into it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him to Haramain Sharifain. So he then mentions the incident, he says, that I completed my Hajj, I came to Madinah Munawwara, and as is the sunnah practice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I went to Masjid Quba, I read my 2 rakats of Salah, Salatul Ishraq on a Saturday morning, and then I raised my hands in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I addressed Allah and I said, oh Allah, I was Ram Pyari, you made me Abdullah. I used to read the Hindu scripture, you gave me Quran Sharif. I was jahil, ignorant, you made me an alim of deen. He says, oh Allah, I have one last request, one desire of the heart. Is that make me a resident of Madinah Munawwara. I want to live in Medina. So he says this and he completes his dua. And he himself mentions, as I looked up, he says there was an old Arab person who came in. And he sees me sitting there, so he approached him. He says, min aina anta? Where are you from? So he replies, min Hind, I'm from India. So he says to him, I have a garden that is opposite the masjid, Masjid Quba. And if you agree to look after this garden, I will give you a small plot of land in there, you can make it your house. Like this, Ram Pyari now becomes a resident of Quba of Madinah Munawwara. And then he has children. These children grow up. He sends them back to India to study in Darul Ulum. They qualify as ulama, they come back. So Rahmatullah Kashmiri explains, he says, if a person goes to Madinah Munawwara now, and we perhaps have seen it, that in the haram of Madinah Munawwara, you have those halaqat of Quran. The ustad is sitting, and the people will come, the young students will come, and learn how to read Quran Sharif, and the ustad teaches them in Masjidun Nabawi. He says, what was Ram Pyari, polishing and worshipping the idols in India, now his two sons are teaching the Arabs Quran Sharif in Madinah Munawwara. When Allah wants to pull a person, how Allah will pull him? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way for that person to come back to him? But ulama explained, my dear brothers, I have to show initiative from my side. I cannot just sit back. We mentioned this before also. For my dunya, it will come to me whether I make an effort or not. Whatever is muqaddar and what is decreed for me will come to me. In whichever way Allah will send it, Allah will send it. But when it comes to my deen, my iman, my taqwa, my a'mal, I will have to show initiative. The Quran Sharif will not fly in the air and come into my hands. I will have to pick it up. The legs will not move on their own to the masjid. I will have to make an effort to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is dependent on the effort that I put in. Right now for us to take our own sabak, our own imtihan, our own examination, how close am I, how far am I? When it comes to my basic salah, am I standing correctly in salah? We all learnt in maktab and in madrasa, when a person stands for salah, my feet must be facing the direction of the qibla. The distance must be four fingers apart, mustahab. Ask ourselves, we did 20 rakats tarawih salah, how was my feet in salah? When I make takbir tahrima, are my hands facing qibla or it's facing in a different direction? When I'm tying my hands, we learned in the Hanafi madhab to tie our hands beneath our navel. Am I tying my hand beneath the navel or above the navel? Like when alim asks somebody, he says, by where are you tying your hands in salah? Is it above or below the navel? He says, Mara, below the navel. So he says, looks like your navel must be the size of a swimming pool then. Because it doesn't seem to me that it's below the navel. Just our basic, our everyday salah, what is the condition of my salah? For me to take this imtihan of myself, how close am I, how far am I? But still all hope is not lost, my dear brothers. Allah has given us these moments for us to begin this journey. And the most simple solution, the most simple prescription Allah Ta'ala teaches us in Suratul Fatiha. Every day, every rakat, every salah, we are reading, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. O Allah, guide us to the straight path. You guide us. You catch us and show us the way. Allah Ta'ala says, let me make tafsir of it for you. And let me show you how you will find the straight path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The path of those men who Allah has favored. Attach yourself with some friend of Allah, very quickly you will find your way also. This is the tried and tested system and method of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mu'inus Padal Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned also that we studied in Darul Ulum and then we qualified that those years now spent in the company of our asatida, the heart was brimming with the love of Allah. We came back to South Africa, got involved in khidmat of deen, and slowly as the time went on, the heart became rusty, the oil began to dry out, the lamp now, the light began to flicker, and soon there was nothing but just a small light. It was as though there was nothing to give off. And then he says, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi came to our country, and he took hold of that lamp, he removed the rust, he polished the lamp, he topped up the oil, and then he lit the spark of Allah's muhabbat, and then we got Hazrat Mu'inus Patel Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. Today we can feel the noor in Masjid-e-Noor. When a person will attach himself to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a tried and tested method and system. We know that every person has a GP, he has his doctor. A person has a heart condition, he has a doctor. His wife won't let him go, you must make the appointment. He'll have his annual checkup done also, do his bloods. Because no harm must come to my physical self in this world. Ulama say we also need a spiritual doctor. A doctor of the heart. That what is the condition of my life? Do I have ikhlas in my actions? How is my akhlaq? Is my salah correct? Are my business dealings correct? When it comes to the maladies of the heart, I've got anger within me. I've got jealousy. I've got envy for others. I can't see others doing well. I've got desire for name and fame. I must become well known. People must speak about me. He is the biggest businessman in town. He's a very knowledgeable person. He's a very pious person. These bimaris and maladies of the heart, but my entire life is passing by, not once the thought came to mind, I need to go to the doctor for a checkup. I need to get my bloods done. Just as we do it for our physical health, my dear brothers, the month of Ramadan will come to an end. The odd nights also will come to an end. And then we're back into our lives, the rat race will start again. The pickups in the morning, drop off in the morning, pick up in the afternoon. The deliveries, the ordering, the dispatching. And the entire system will start again, I'll forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we don't think that this will happen, then look at where we were last year and where we are now again. How much of progress have I made? The month of Ramadan will come to an end, but this effort has to be ongoing. These nights are not just for us to now listen to some bayan, that now we came, alhamdulillah, and we clocked card. But these are nights for us to make these decisions and to pave the way for my future. For me to now find, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. Really, Allah has blessed us in our country, the number of ulama and awliya of Allah that Allah has given to us. No person has an excuse. We have so many programs taking place on a weekly basis. The majalis of islah, of zikr, the in-gush and out-gush that takes place, shab guzari programs, special programs by ulama-i kiram, for us to attach ourselves. That this is my lifeline. I know when the load shedding and the internet connection has to be cut, what a panic and what a frenzy there is in the house. Check the router, because we're not getting signal right now. My messages are not coming through. I'm disconnected, I can feel it. What if somebody tries to get hold of me? And we have the backup for it also. But my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much, much more important, my dear brothers. So these nights Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us these moments for us to make these decisions. As we mentioned, if we are looking for ceasefire, we will have to ceasefire. If we are looking for Allah to make a decision, I will have to make a decision in my own life tonight. Whatever vice, whatever evil, whatever bad habits I have, no matter what it may be between me and Allah, from my heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now I will say, oh Allah, enough is enough, I'm going to give it up for your sake today. I may slip and fall, and we mentioned before, even if we have to tell Allah, I don't want to give it up. I don't want to lose her. I don't want to give up that policy that I have. I don't want to bring about a change in my life. I'm enjoying myself right now, but still, oh Allah, you make me do it. You pull me towards you. And then see, my dear brothers, how the rest of the year will come out. Then that sukoon, that peace of mind, that contentment of the heart, that every youngster is looking for, every elderly person is looking for, every woman is looking for, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill our hearts with it. Because now we have become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-ta'ibu habibullah, ulama explained, person will make tawbah sincerely, genuinely, that I'm not going back to it. Immediately Allah says he has become my beloved. There's no old files that remain. There's no bad blood between us. I forgive, I'll forget your past also. I'm prepared to act as though nothing happened between you and I. You have become my friend, I am your friend, and let this friendship flourish and prosper. So for us to make these decisions, my dear brothers, for us to make the intention of our lives right now. The month of Ramadan will end, but it should not be with that my taqwa comes to an end, my Quran tilawat comes to an end, my salah comes to an end. And the main thing is the avoidance of guna and sin. This is the main thing. That example we always mention, we'll conclude on this. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Ali explained, Murabrarul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, that the person is in the car, very hot day, summer's day, and the aircon is blowing at full blast, but those in the car cannot feel the coolness of the air. And then they look around, they realize there's a window open, the hot air is coming in. The same way in the month of Ramadan, we're making an effort. We're coming to the masjid, we're reading salah, we're making Quran tilawat, I can't still see the effect in my life. Why? Because that hot air of guna and sin is still coming in. For us to now close those windows of sin. So tonight is the night, my dear brothers, we'll engage in dua, and with that, more importantly, our own individual dua. Our own individual ibadat, cry to Allah, beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I want something of dunya, I beg from Allah. I know how I tear the musalla, because I want something in my dunya. For us now to apply that to our deen also. Cry to Allah. If we cannot shed tears, Allah Ta'ala says, Nabi alayhi salam says, act as though you're crying. Allah is prepared to take your acting also and give you the reality. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك ولك الحمد عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم يا أول الأولين، يا آخر الآخرين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا راحم المساكين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان يا منان. Oh my beloved Allah, Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah. Oh my Allah, we have raised our hands before you on this Mubarak and blessed night in the month of Ramadan. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, this Jamaat and group have come with regret and nadamat in our hearts. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have raised our hands. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come here to tell you that we are sorry. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the child tells the parent, I am sorry. I am sorry, I won't do it again. Ya Allah, we are saying to you, we are sorry, we won't do it again, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the faculties, the limbs and everything that you gave to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will not use it in your disobedience anymore, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, enough is enough, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want a clean and pure life, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired of this rat race of dunya, my Allah. We are chasing our tail morning to evening, oh my Allah. There's no sukoon in our lives. There's no contentment in our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only our immaturity, our fault, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not make our goal the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we never made the intention of our lives to earn your pleasure, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, on this night we are raising our hands. Ya Allah, we are asking you, we are beseeching you, we are begging you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, pull us towards you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you make a decision for our lives tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let any one of us leave this gathering without being forgiven, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of our gunas and sins, ya Allah, our minor sins, major sins, sins from the time of bulugh right up until now, oh my Allah. Sins we committed in broad daylight, in the darkness of night. Ya Allah, sins we committed in full view of people, sins we committed in privacy. Oh my Allah, forgive and clean and cleanse our records, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, grant us such sincere and strong tawbah that we will not go back to our bad habits, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that we cannot do it without you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan will come to an end. Nafs and shaitan will be waiting for us, oh my Allah. Bad company will be waiting for us. Our old habits and temptations will be there. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are appointing you as our wakil. Ya Allah, you are our kafil, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you take care of us, my Allah. Protect us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, come between us and our nafs and desires, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to disobey you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to please you. Ya Allah, we want to love you. Ya Allah, we want you. We need you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, come into our hearts and lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our lives have become bland and boring without you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the hearts of your friends, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, what love they have for you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us sweetness and enjoyment in your worship, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever enjoyment we are getting in vice and sin, Ya Allah, you give us double that in your enjoyment, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, open our eyes for us and let us realize that we will have to leave this world one day, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, for how long will we deceive ourselves, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, in this world we don't like someone to deceive us, someone to cheat us and lie to us. Oh my Allah, we have deceived ourselves, my Allah. We have lied to ourselves and cheated ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have oppressed ourselves, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we never made you our goal, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we are saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you bear witness, my Allah, that we want you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, pull us by our forelocks towards you, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all those acts that will earn your displeasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us do anything that will make you upset and angry, oh my Allah. Give us pure and clean lives and hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Forgive our parents, oh my Allah. Especially those of us whose parents have left this world. Oh my Allah, you take pity upon them. Have raham upon them. Ya Allah, elevate their status, oh my Allah. Remove adab of qabr from them. Envelope and shroud them in your rahmat and mercy, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us sadaqah jariya for them after they have left this world, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those of us whose parents are alive, give us tawfiq to make their khidmat, oh my Allah. To become dutiful and obedient children to them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children obedient to us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive our parents, forgive our children, forgive our spouses, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our neighbors, our family, our friends. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my Allah, wherever the ummah is in pareshani and difficulty, especially in Gaza, in Palestine right now, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you blow the winds of rahmat and mercy over them, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite the outward, Ya Allah, you can give them that inner peace and contentment, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, take pity upon the tears of those mothers, oh my Allah.
upon the broken hearts of those fathers, O my Allah, upon the blood that has been spilt of those children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take pity upon the ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, it is our own weakness and our own gunas and sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah, that we have contributed to the conditions in the world right now, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the realization and understanding, O my Allah, that we also will stop and give up our bad habits and sins for your pleasure, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open our eyes before our eyes are open in the qabr and it is too late for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what answers will we give in the qabr, my Allah? Ya Allah, it will be too late to come back into dunya, O my Allah. Ya Allah, then only we will realize, Ya Allah, give us realization and understanding before that, O my Allah. Ya Allah, when it is time for us to leave this world, O my Allah, let it be in a condition that you are pleased with us, O my Allah. Make it be the best day of our lives, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, make the stages ahead easy for us. O my Allah, save us from all fitnas and trials and tribulations, especially the fitna of Dajjal. Ya Allah, save our children, our progeny till the day of Qiyamah. Keep us with strong and sincere iman, O my Allah. Protect our a'mal, our taqwa. O my Allah, protect our homes, our cars, our businesses, our assets, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our masajid and madaris, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you have been so kind to us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to appreciate all these bounties and benefits and the blessings of yours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our masajid, our madaris, our ulama, our huffaz, our qurra, our awliya. Give us tawfiq of benefiting from them, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, guide us every step of our lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are nadan and immature, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know how to behave and how to be. Ya Allah, make us true husbands, O my Allah. Make us true sons, O my Allah. Make us good neighbors, O my Allah. Make us good musallis, O my Allah. O my Allah, teach us and guide us every step of our lives, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, grant us tawfiq to follow the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, to practice upon every sunnah, to spread and propagate every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. O my Rahim Kareem Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain, protect Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, remove all those elements of evil and guna and sin that have found their way there, O my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify those Mubarak lands once again, my Allah. Ya Allah, soon the month of Ramadan will come to an end. And then, Ya Allah, it will be the Mawsim and the season of Hajj, O my Allah. Ya Allah, your lovers from all around the world will throng and congregate at Haramain Sharifain. O my Allah, record and write us amongst them also, O my Allah. Ya Allah, call us also, O my Allah. How many a person has that desire? Ya Allah, you open the means for him, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you send it, Ya Allah, nothing is difficult for you. You don't need any agent, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't need any visa, O my Allah. You don't need the means and the wealth. Ya Allah, you do it for us from your treasures, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustamir, daim. Those who are in debts, Ya Allah, you give them halal, rosy, and take them out of their qarz and debts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are marriageable age, Ya Allah, and looking for a spouse, grant them pious, compatible spouses, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those who don't have children, give them pious, healthy, normal children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the desire of the heart, the need and the requirement of the heart. Ya Allah, each and every one of us that are here tonight, fulfill the jais, hajat, and desires of our heart, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us leave from this majlis without making us your friends and your awliya, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if you do this, you will be happy. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy. Our lives in this world will be made. Our qabr will be made. Our akhirat will be made. Oh my beloved Allah, give us tawfiq to have istiqamah and steadfastness after the month of Ramadan. Don't let us go back to our evil habits, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you guide us, you assist us, you help us, oh my Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima هو أهله. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.
Brothers are reminded that refreshments have been served downstairs in the basement. For all those who are here, inshallah, we can proceed to the basement. As we mentioned the other night, this is just for us to refuel. Quickly we have something to eat. And thereafter, let us try and come back into the masjid. Next program will be at 10:15, inshallah. Together with that, we have our individual ibadats. The entire night Allah has given to us at least 2 rakats of salah, a little bit of durood sharif, some Quran tilawat. to show our initiative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.